So this is Isaiah chapter 9, verses 1 to 7. Nevertheless, there will be no more gloom for those who were in distress. In the past, he humbled the land of Zebulun and the land of Naphtali. But in the future, he will honour Galilee of the nations, by the way of the sea, beyond the Jordan. The people walking in darkness have seen a great light. On those living in the land of deep darkness, a light has dawned. You have enlarged the nation and increased their joy. They rejoice before you as people rejoice at the harvest, as warriors rejoice when dividing the plunder. For as in the day of Midian's defeat, you have shattered the yoke that burdens them, the bar across their shoulders, the rod of their oppressor. Every warrior's boot used in battle and every garment rolled in blood will be destined for burning, will be fuel for the fire. For to us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government will be on his shoulders. And he will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Of the greatness of his government and peace there will be no end. He will reign on David's throne and over his kingdom, establishing and upholding it with justice and righteousness from that time on and forever. The zeal of the Lord Almighty will accomplish this.
Thank you very much, Rob. And then we're going to have our reading from John's Gospel, where John speaks of that event which Isaiah was looking forward to, the actual coming of Christ. So our second reading, please, John chapter 1.
John chapter 1, verses 1 to 14. The Word became flesh. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God. And the Word was God. He was with God in the beginning. Through him all things were made. Without him nothing was made that has been made. In him was life, and that life was the light of men. The light shines in the darkness, but the darkness has not understood it. There came a man who was sent from God. His name was John. He came as a witness to testify concerning that light, so that through him all men might believe. He himself was not the light. He came only as a witness to the light. The true light that gives light to every man was coming into the world. He was in the world, and though the world was made through him, the world did not recognize him. He came to that which was his own, but his own did not receive him. Yet to all who received him, to those who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God. Children born not of natural descent, nor human decision, or a husband's will, but born of God. The Word became flesh and made his dwelling among us. We have seen his glory, the glory of the one and only, who came from the Father, full of grace and truth. This is the word of the Lord.
Well, thank you very much, Jesus. So now we're going to think about the significance of our cathedral. I wonder who knows what the meaning of the orange is. Now, the colour is a bit of a distraction here, but the shape is a great clue as to what the orange represents in the cathedral. Edward, any ideas? No?
Was a bit melted. Is it the world?
It is the world! Well done, Steve. I can't see you, but I can hear you. So, hello, because I can see you. So the orange represents the world which God made, which belongs to him. You might remember our Bible reading from John's Gospel talks about all things being made through the Lord Jesus. Jesus who gives life to everyone. So the orange represents the world that God has made. And then what some people might regard as one of the most important parts of the Christingle are these four cocktail sets laden with sweets.
So you can look forward to those from your kitch afterwards. So who knows what the cocktail stick sweet laden nuff stands for? Matt? The 12 disciples, that's a good guess. We happen to have three sweets on each of our four, 3 times 4 is 12. Excellent, yes, it's a very good guess, but I don't think it's actually right. Jonathan Austin knows. Okay, all the good things that God gives us. Absolutely right, yes. I can tell you these sweets are absolutely delicious. I've resisted trying any.
Very, very good. Might need to say those until after lunch, who knows. And people will say all sorts of things about why there might be four cocktail sticks. It may just be convenience, but then have we got any theories on the fourness of the cocktail sticks? Abigail? They could represent the four corners of the earth, the four points of a compass. Yes, God has been generous to all people, to the whole world, hasn't he? If people were a bit better at sharing, there'd be plenty for everybody in the world, wouldn't there? Yes? Or sometimes you get another. So, four Gospels, yes, right? It could be a long morning, couldn't it? I don't think particularly the four Gospels, but a very good idea. Jono, you... Oh, Jane has got an idea. I'm not sure whether you're scratching your head, Jono, or... Yeah. Maybe the four seasons, yes, all year long God gives us good things. Yes, Matt. Yes, okay, good. Keep trying. I love the ambition. Okay, so God has made the world. The world belongs to God. And God has given us all many good things to enjoy, hasn't he? But sometimes the truth is that we are selfish. We don't share. We keep the things that God has given just for ourselves. And we enjoy them. That gives them for everyone else. Not very good, is it? I could be very excited by the end of the service, sir. Sorry, I'll quit stuttering though. So, the truth is that we live in a world which is sometimes dark, which is sometimes full of selfishness and greed and meanness. But God still loves the world. The red ribbon around... the orange is meant to represent the love of God, which embraces all people. God loves all people everywhere, despite the fact that we don't always live for him. And the Bible tells us that God loved the world so much that he came in the person of his Son to be the Saviour of the world. The candle represents Jesus, the light, come into the world. That's what Christingle means. It means Christ-like. Jesus, the light, came into our dark world to chase away the darkness, to overcome it, so that we could see ourselves as we really are, and so that we could know God. Jesus, the light of the world, shows us what God is really like. But for the most part, you know, people rejected the light. They didn't want Jesus as their king. They didn't want God telling them how to live. And people tried to snuff out the light. Jesus died on the cross. That was all part of God's plan, because the red ribbon also reminds us of the blood of the Lord Jesus shed for us so that we might be forgiven. He died so that we might have eternal life and enjoy it with God forever. People tried to put out the light of the Lord Jesus, but they couldn't overcome him. His light is obviously more durable than my candle. So Jesus not only died, but rose again. The darkness couldn't overcome the light. And the light of the good news of Jesus shines out around the world today for any who will accept him as their Saviour and their King. Our Bible reading told us that when we put our trust in the Lord Jesus, we become children of God. We know him as our Heavenly Father, and we have a great inheritance to come. And Jesus says to us that we too are to be lights of the world. We're to shine for him with the light of the Lord Jesus so that others might come to know him too. So that's the significance of the Christingle. I hope you enjoy making them at home and thinking about them a bit further. Let's say a prayer together. Father God, we thank you for making us and our world.
We're sorry for the times when we've been greedy or mean or selfish, when we've not shared. We admit that there is darkness not only in our world, but in our own hearts too. So we thank you for your love, that the Lord Jesus came to be our Saviour, that he shed his precious blood for us on the cross so that we might be forgiven. Thank you for the light of the Lord Jesus, which the darkness could not overcome. We pray that you would help us to trust in him and to live for him as light in our world for his name's sake. Amen.